Unusually warm weather occurred across the U.S. Midwest yesterday, and we're going to see more of that for yet another couple of days. Temperatures were reaching up into the 60s and lower 70s across the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. In contrast, readings across the north were running mostly in the 30s and some 40s. These temperatures, though, are still well above average for this time of the year, and there's no other way to look at it except for, wow, it's been a fairly warm winter, and it looks like we're going to continue in a warm weather mode because right now all of the cold air in the northern hemisphere seems to be locked up across Russia, where it is bitterly cold in that part of the world. Forecast across the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through these next few days is going to continue to promote the warmer bias. We're also going to see a somewhat restrictive precipitation pattern. Now, I say that with one major exception being in my mind, and that is a storm system that will be evolving across hard red winter wheat country as we get into this coming Thursday through Saturday period. During that time frame, there will be a low pressure center that will form in the southern plains and will likely bring moisture into the area from the Gulf of Mexico. We'll likely see hard red wheat country end up with perhaps as much as 35 hundredths of an inch of moisture in the southwest part of the region, while 35 hundredths to 85 hundredths of an inch of moisture with some 1 to 2 inch amounts possible in the rest of the region. Those 1 to 2 inches will likely occur from central Oklahoma into eastern portions of Kansas. Well, that storm system will likely then move across the heart of the Midwest as we move forward through the weekend and on into early next week, with snow likely in the upper parts of the region and rain occurring in most other locations. A few thunderstorms will likely evolve as well. The storm system will probably weaken somewhat as it moves across the region, but we're still expecting to see precipitation across many areas. Moisture totals will probably be in the range of, maybe 0.3 of an inch to 1 inch generally. It'll be a few locations that will maybe get some 1 to 2 inch amounts. The system could still become more significant as time moves along rather than weaken. We'll have to just kind of watch it a little bit. Certainly the Gulf of Mexico will be open as a moisture source for this event, and there should be enough cool air coming in behind it to help stimulate the necessary convection that would possibly produce the heavier amounts of precipitation. Now, there may be some significant snow to fall as well from portions of Colorado and northwestern Kansas and Nebraska into a small part of southern Minnesota, eastern portions of South Dakota, and perhaps a portion of Iowa and Wisconsin. We'll continue to monitor the storm. I think there's still plenty of opportunity here for changes to take place over the next day or two, but that is the only event that I see at the moment that would be significant enough to bring generalized precipitation across the Midwest over the next 10 days. Yesterday, it looked like cold air was going to pool across Canada as we go into next week. I still think that's a possibility, but the models today have definitely backed off of that a little bit, and we'll continue to monitor the whole northern hemisphere temperature scenario very closely. All the cold air, as I mentioned before, is mostly over Russia right now. Temperatures over there are certainly well below zero Fahrenheit on a daily basis, and we're likely going to see a little bit of winter kill perhaps for some of their crops over there. But it's not going to be a widespread serious problem, I don't believe, unless temperatures get colder than what's already occurred. In South America, we're still expecting to see the weather down there plenty wet for parts of Argentina, and a drying bias taking place across southern Brazil for a while. Actually, the Brazil forecast is looking more favorable for early season summer crop maturation and harvest progress, while the more stressed crops that are immature in the far south will likely see a little bit of an enhanced stress for a little while before rain possibly comes back into the region sometime next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.